You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. I should really switch that up a little bit, but that's all right. Welcome to this late edition of Final Thoughts with Daniel Coy. I am your host, Daniel Coy. Wow. Sometimes you really can't plan life. When you think that all the world is coming down on you, and then you get the golden ticket. It's an inside story. Once I feel more confident about talking about this subject, I will go into more detail. But it is quite amazing quite amazing how we can take something so bad and really come out on top smelling like a rose, right? That really is quite great, you know? So like all this stuff that you go through, be it work, be it technique, skills, classes, someone has to write it. So writing a book, that's the technical topic of conversation for this little mini episode. Wow. I hated books before. You can only imagine how much I hate them now. Not just because, you know, writing it takes so long and all the background you have to do for it, and then you think you got it and you put it out there and it's like, wah, wah, wah. I'm like, oh my God. So then you're like, no, I missed a part, and no, I have to add this, and no, I have to do that. So it's been a little bit of a struggle. My new edition is coming out soon. Laugh at me now. So that's coming out soon. Like just wigs from salon to stage and screen. It's too long. So yeah, so if you know of a better title for my book, if you do have my book already, be like, you know what, this should be like, I don't know, Wig Hacking 101, Part 1, 1Z. Like, you know, whatever. You let me know. We will make that happen. But yeah, everything that goes behind making a book. You know, you have to see if it's copyrighted. You have to do, like, checks for that on the computer. You have to, you know, put it in order. Are you teaching it your style? Are you teaching it for someone new? Are they already licensed? My book literally started for high school students so they could get their hair prepped easily for me to just throw on a wig. It was called Broadway Magic. And I made this crazy cover. If any of you have that, I would love for you to post it because it's quite hysterical. I have like, oh my God, I think I have for the B. What did I do for the B? Did I draw it? I don't know. I had just stuff. I did Broadway Magic. Maybe I just did the magic in makeup. Like I drew with lipstick on it and all that. Ugh, I have to find it. I'll post it for this one. It's just so crazy how much work goes into it. And being someone who does not know how to write and who does not know how to spell, nor use proper verbs and just words in general. Like, I'm lucky I got English speech down. Well, even then, it's questionable. You know, like, sugar plum. Who uses sugar plum? Hmm. Who? Who uses it? So, yeah, and now with this, like, new edition, like, a glossary.
A glossary?
A glossary. Yeah, a fucking glossary I have to write now. You know, because I want to make sure everyone's on the same page, so that when I say one thing, this is what I refer it to. You know, it may be in a different part of the industry, like makeup, you know. Well, you're the key of the job. You're going to be good. And like, a key on a movie is the first runner-up. You know, so it's just stuff like that. So, it does take a lot of time, energy, and money. So much money to make a book, to print it out. I'm like, $45 to print the book from Amazon. How much do I get? 72 cents. What's the point of having a book if I'm only making 72 cents? You know, and then I have to hire a graphic designer to lay it out. Then I have to hire a photographer to take the photos, because they gotta be semi-good photos, because the ones I have now, I did them. There's one, the short men's hair prep. A little inside secret. My ass in my old apartment was butt naked. And I was taking pictures of my prep. I did my own hair. You can tell my curly blonde locks were putting pin curls with pop clips and a band and a wig cap on. And I said, snap, 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 snap. We got it. So, you know, trying to be real profesh. Real profesh. Good thing that crop was a good, solid, like we only used 2/4 of the page. So, that's not bad at all. But when you write a book, you really need to, you know, the beginning, the middle, the end, how it's going to flow, how are you going to get, add more books to it, adding more books, is it going to, or more pamphlets or chapters, so to speak, is it going to flow good, are people going to want the damn book? That's the next one. Do they want it? Do they want this very intro version of wig making, wig hacking? You know, I do go over the whole thing, but I don't go into much detail, you know. Mm-mm. Cut off the front, ventilate a hairline, call it a day. So make sure you check out my social media, because that is quite the hilarity happens there. At Daniel Coy Official, if you already know me, boop boop. And then Wig Hackers, make sure you join there, both on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you. Also, Wig Hackers on Instagram as well. The holiday is coming up, so we will see. Well, I don't know. It may, maybe just because I'm recording it now, it feels too like holiday. Maybe that'll be the next one. So have fun, do something good for yourself, and we'll go from there. All right, guys, thank you so much for paying attention and being here with me for
Final Thoughts with Daniel Coy.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com.